This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Moving on.
The heroes seek the Vault of Thorns.
The Vault of Thorns is a living dungeon.
With new companions, the good.
And now you've got Ingrahild Nargrimmican. Say that three times fast.
The bad.
Raging Benverine.
Yeah, he's about to rage, son.
Those who rage together, die together.
And the useless.
Am I right, bro? Let me know if there's a Dairy Queen in Ghost Like Mine.
When tensions run high.
I'm busy killing my character, Matthew. Just give me a second. Can I have a second?
Troy starts to lose control.
He wants so badly to cut this
out. Hurt.
I'm editing this episode. So I'm waiting for a good pause.
The adventure continues. Pause for edit. Now.
Well, hello again, Glass Cannonites. Fancy meeting you here on this Tuesday morning, or whatever day you decided to listen to this. It's Troy, Troy LaValle, your faithful and demonic DM. We had another close call for Lorkmaster Flash last week. Maybe next time Joe won't be so bold in shitting on my hydras. If anything, I think last week's near-death experience is enough to clue the party in on the fact that they ain't true now anymore, and things are about to get a lot more difficult. I want to send a huge thank you this week to Heather Mason, who wrote a great article mentioning us on Geek and Sundry this past week. Thank you, Heather. I mean, anytime someone pumps us up on social media or on their blog or whatever, it always increases traffic for us, which is all we really want. We just want to bring our love of Pathfinder and RPGs to more people. So when we wake up one morning to our listeners telling us we made it on Geek and Sundry, we're as flattered as we are grateful that people are really enjoying this. Lastly, I mentioned it on Twitter this week, but I started a Twitch.tv channel for the Glass Cannon crew because, let's be honest, this Giant Slayer campaign is only the tip of the iceberg of our nerdy habits. Almost all of us are big console or PC gamers, so if you enjoy listening to our voices on the pod every week, maybe you'll enjoy listening to us talk while playing some of our favorite video games. Right now I'm playing Dark Souls 3 on the PS4, so as Skid so artfully pointed out, now you can enjoy listening to Troy kill his own characters for a change. You can check that out either live or you can watch past broadcasts at twitch.tv/theglasscannon. Please keep writing those iTunes reviews if you're an iTuner. They surprisingly help out a lot, and we enjoy reading them. And keep sending us emails. We respond to every single one. And not only that, we incorporate a lot of that feedback into the show. I'm not just saying that. It is true. All right, the journey deeper into Ghost Light Marsh continues this week in episode 47, Circle Jerks. Enjoy.
A lot of times we get those crit cards and we'll read it to ourselves and make a face like, oh man, oh man. We're like, all right, well, what is it? It must be pretty bad. But I just had my mouth hit the floor. Double damage and dead. Fortitude negates.
I thought you were kidding. I was sure you were kidding.
That's the worst one I've ever seen.
I've never seen that card before. And of course, you draw it. The DM.
Yeah, it's funny how that works.
Yeah.
Funny.
How convenient. There must be some in there that's like you lose an arm or something like that.
I got to shuffle these. I've never shuffled them ever.
Yeah, well, if Decapitate comes up again soon, we'll negate it. All right. So you guys are now deep, deep into Ghostlight Marsh. You have a companion, not just Benverine or Howie the Green Sting Scorpion from Southie.
How you doing, Howie?
Am I right, bro? Yo, you still know tongues, dude. Let me know if there's a Dairy Queen in Ghostlight Marsh.
Yeah, you want to hit up the Dunkin' Donuts? We got to check in with Howie every once in a while.
How do you feel about the situation?
I just want a regular coffee and a manager's special. But now you've got Ingrahild Nargrimmican. Say that three times fast. You have, even though she almost took off Lork's head, cooler heads have prevailed and realized she was under a terrible curse. Luckily, she had a potion of remove curse on her body. In her state, she didn't even know she had that, so she wasn't able to use it on herself. Galabras at one point tried to calm emotions, but it even says right here, the only spells that can get rid of it are Greater Restoration, Heal, Limited Wish, Miracle, or Wish.
Well, those are very, very high-level spells that we do not have access to.
Or Remove Curse.
Or the potion that she's carrying on her body.
So even, because we were talking about how maybe even Break Enchantment might have worked, but that's a fifth-level spell that wasn't even, that wouldn't have done anything.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have done anything.
Yes, I think technically Remove Curse, she has to roll it, re-roll the will save, but I rolled a will save for the hell of it without looking at the DC, and she rolled a natural 18 on the will save. But moving on, she says, oh, you're looking for Will-O-Wisps? I know a clearing. My brother and I found this when we were looking for the famed tomb of my ancestor, Nargrim Steelhand. We came upon this clearing camp for the night. Felt like we're being watched. From time to time, I saw some Will-O-Wisps appear and disappear. She takes you there. You guys hang out for a little while. It's not long before you feel like you're being watched. And then all of a sudden, right next to Galabras, he hears, where did you get that? Your theft will not go unpunished. Give that back to us. As a surge of electrical energy runs through him. That's the surprise round. So before I roll to hit and for damage, roll for initiative.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right.
Nice.
Who rolled higher than 25? Who rolled higher than 20?
22 for Gorms.
22 for Gorms. Okay. Anybody above 15?
16. Oh.
18
for Galabras, 16 Galabras. For Baron, and Lorcan Benverine.
15.
Rounding out the bottom. You see this glowing skull right next to you, Galabras.
Oh, that is terrifying.
27 to hit with the electrical damage.
Miss.
That it now... does. This is the surprise round. So, 5 points of electricity damage.
Okay.
And now it is round one. Who goes first? The same creature. By the way, this is a touch attack. 25 against touch.
Miss.
all right. So, yeah, this damage wasn't that impressive. Here we go. Okay, 13 points of electricity damage. And then it disappears. Goes invisible, as Lork knows it has natural invisibility. Where it moves after
what
that.
What was the other thing that I learned?
It's
immune to magic. That magics that have spell resistance. Yeah.
Okay, it is now Ingrahild's turn. We'll call her Ingra for short. What do I do? I can't even see it. She runs over there and just swings at the space where she saw it appear next to Galabras, and it just swings straight through, and nothing happens. It is now Gormley's turn.
So, will glitter dust have any effect on this?
Try it.
Well, who are you asking?
I'm asking you guys. You all the players.
Well, I mean, I would think that it would be immune to the blinding effects, but I mean, it's just a physical dust that would cover anything.
Does glitter dust have spell resistance? That's the only question.
Well,
that's what we're saying. The blindness would, yes, but the dust is a physical effect.
Right. It's immune to any spell that has spell resistance. I mean, it's pretty clear.
But it's not
exceptional ability, immunity to magic.
But it's not really like being affected by the spell. It's just being coated in this dust.
Yeah, it just basically, the dust is an ingredient of the spell. It's a component. It just gets magnified and like spreads out all around this
area. Right, right. Yeah, it wouldn't be blinded.
It actually does not have spell resistance.
No, well, that makes sense because it does. It has these ancillary effects.
Gormley is going to cast Glitter Dust, although we'll say that she... says a code word so everyone knows to close their eyes.
Okay, so you attack it by casting glitter dust on the area where?
I don't attack anything. I just cast glitter dust on the area. It's got a It's got a range of...
It's over 100 feet. It's a long range.
It's, yeah. But what's the radius?
10 feet. 10 foot spread.
10 foot radius. So yeah. Around 10 feet around me.
So you want to cast it where it last was or around you?
I guess where it last was would be better, right?
Yeah. Okay, so you cast Glitter Dust in the area right where Ingra
swung
was there,
yeah.
And it covers 10 squares. I mean, ten foot
radius.
10 foot radius. Okay. Nothing appears.
Damn.
Okay. Still invisible.
Still invisible. Now, that glitter dust, does that stay in that area, or it only coats something?
It just coats.
Coats everything. Is there. Okay.
So Ingra probably is covered in dust.
Right. But you told her and Galabras to close their eyes.
Shield our eyes.
But yeah, they're covered in glitter dust. And sticky. And now it's Galabras' turn.
I take the lantern and I put it down on the ground. It's like, it was Silvermane. Silvermane gifted this lantern to us.
Okay, roll a diplomacy check.
I'm going to give myself a bit of luck.
Damn.
Yeah, 25.
Ooh.
25. All of a sudden, you see the skull appear, bathed in like a bluish light, and it sort of transforms into the ghostly image of an old human with a bushy beard, sort of appearing behind this glow of the will-o-wisp. And he says, Silvermane. I knew that name once. He was a brother of mine. My name is Moss Moon. I am a former member of the Council of Thorns. What is your reason for having a presence within this swamp?
We seek the Vault of Thorns. We have been told that there may be weapons therein that may help us in the fight against the orcs.
Which orcs? Which orcs do you plan on fighting?
We seek to infiltrate the headquarters of the Twisted Nail and the Twisted Heart tribes.
Where are they?
They are at Red Lake Fork.
Almost got a spit take out of Joe. That was incredible.
He was trying to time it for what he was drinking.
You were being so serious that you were to do it, and then you just over enunciated it. Really hit it home. Really. I spit on myself.
That's perfect.
And you see the man in like a big smile appear behind his bushy beard. An excitement in his eyes. He says, you plan to invade a fort filled with orcs? Then you must go to the Vault of Thorns. Do you know where it is?
We were told that we could place a husk of a will-o-wisp within this lantern and it would point the way.
Yes. It has been so long, I do not remember where exactly it is. It is deep within the heart of the marsh, but I do know that the lantern will show you the way. Long ago, when we druids of the Council of Thorns stood against the orc holds of Belkson, we made our last stand here. Close to death, and with the majority of our powers exhausted, we knew that defeat was imminent. But we also knew that if our bodies could not defeat the rampaging orcs, then perhaps our spirits, reborn and rejuvenated, would stem the tide. Feeling we had no other choice, we sacrificed ourselves in a powerful ritual. I will now take you to that place.
Oh, yeah.
Follow me. And he just sort of glows away into the forest, and he's moving. He moves quickly at first, so you see, like, oh, that's why he missed Glitter Dust. That guy can fly. Perfectly. But then he stops, and you can kind of see him going off deeper into the forest.
What do you do?
Follow him.
Follow him.
Follow.
Follow.
Benverine, come.
Follow Moss Moon.
Okay. He takes you through, and you follow him for could be a half an hour, could be an hour. Time sort of loses all meaning as you're in the presence of this ancient spirit. And eventually you come to another clearing, and there is a strange collection of pale, spongy spheres piled up, all about 1 foot in diameter, piled on top of each other.
Oh, husks.
Somebody roll a knowledge engineering check.
Oh, I can do that.
Baron, I think that's you. Nice.
19.
It is indeed. The dead will-o-wisps. And in a very solemn...
Did you mean knowledge dungeoneering?
Yeah.
What did I say? Engineering?
Yeah.
I was like, how?
Some sort of clock? How did they construct this pile of dead will-o-wisps?
Looking right here, it says dungeoneering.
This is fine Swiss craftsmanship.
I was like, why didn't Joe roll it? I thought he was the dungeoneer. Anyways, well...
What a sturdy pile.
You already knew.
This pile is well made.
It was...
Oh, Troy feels so bad.
He wants so badly to cut this.
Don't hurt our trying to move on.
Well, I'm editing this episode, so I'm waiting for a good pause. Somebody roll a knowledge dungeoneering. Would you get Joe 16? They are in fact dead will-o-wisps.
It's going to sound really weird when we crack up at a knowledge dungeoneering.
You nailed it, Joe. Good thing you didn't roll engineering. Yeah. That wouldn't make any sense. You're in a fucking forest.
Oh man.
He brings you there, and he kind of hovers over the pile of spheres, and in a solemn whisper he tells you, this is the resting place of the fallen members of the reincarnated Council of Thorns. You are the bearer of the lantern. I think you should place one of the spheres very carefully and gently into the lantern.
I solemnly kneel, I say a prayer to Desna, and I gently, reverently take one of the husks and place it within the lantern.
You lift up this spongy thing and put it in there. The second it's placed within the lantern, just boom, the lamp emits a beam of light that just goes straight through the forest to like the northwest. Just a path, a beam of light, like out of fucking the Dark Tower. And Moss Moon just kind of closes his eyes and puts his hand in prayer and says, good luck. Have you any other questions? I will now pray over my brothers.
Pardon me. What's in the Vault of Thorns?
The Vault of Thorns is a living dungeon. It is there where we came to the decision to do what we did. There are all manner of things within the dungeon, but we are no longer there.
Thank you, Moss Moon.
Defeat the orcs. Kill them all. Do it in our name. And then he dissipates.
Nice. Oh, so Return of the King.
All right. So we have the way pointed.
Yeah. I hold the lantern high and begin marching in the direction in which it leads us.
Okay. So you guys are now very, very deep within the forest. I'd say probably a mile in, if not more, into just this thick, heavy vegetation. So you keep just following the light. What's nice now, even though it's tough to maneuver around, you have a very definite path. So, Galabras, if you like turn your body to go the wrong way, you know, the light always points you. So you guys are just directly following the light. Okay. It's getting later, but it's not night. Do you want to rest or do you want to push on?
I'd really like to get my one bit of luck back.
and my glitter dust back.
Yeah. I vote for pushing on.
Yeah, I think we should push on.
Do you need to heal yourself before we go forward, Skid?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually going
to... Sorry to always be worried.
No, you're total. I forgot I even got hit. I'm going to use the wand on myself. For 10.
How many charges are left on that?
There's like 30 plus.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah. There's a full one.
Yeah.
And we can make more now.
That's right. All right.
All right. We'll
push on.
Continue pushing on. You eventually start to see the moonlight trickle through the boughs of the trees above you. You march on into the night, and eventually, after a couple hours, you come to a clearing. A circle of monolithic standing stones surrounds a central menhir, covered in a layer of thick, thorny vegetation.
Druids.
In all, there are 8 separate formations surrounding the central stone. 5 of them are intact, and another 3 have crumbled and partially sunk into the swamp's soggy floor. To the northwest, you can hear the soft sound of a large pool gently bubbling.
Hot springs.
We're in Little Rock now.
The stones that are still standing are 8 feet tall. There's lintels on top of them. And the central menhir is 12 feet tall, as far as you can see.
Can I ask what a lintel is?
It's a cross beam.
That's Stonehenge. Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, I mean, think Stonehenge. You see this. You've got Lorik and Benverine pretty much up front. The dwarves behind him. The casters behind him. Without actually doing anything, tell me what you're thinking about.
I'm thinking that, did she say this is where they encountered the witch that hexed her?
Yes. She's like, this is the area. This is the area where we attacked by the witches, by the coven.
By the witches. Lork doesn't really know how to steel himself against that kind of like mental control, so... He's definitely nervous about it. I think I'm going to ready an action, and if I see a witch, I'm going to imbibe that ale.
Okay.
That Baron made for me.
If you see a witch, you will imbibe Jusun Light,
yes.
No, it's a heady brew.
Yeah, it is
no
a heady brew.
Jusun Stout. Jusun Imperial Stout.
I intend to cast... Protection from Evil on Lork.
Oh, well, if he does that, then I'm not going to do the ale.
Yeah,
that's the reason for it. So, yeah, I forgot you can do that.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Galabras is holding the lantern in front of him, and you see the beam is going boom, straight to this.
The center stone?
Center stone, yeah.
It's very cool.
This is super cool.
The beam has also become much dimmer now that you're at the central location.
Right.
So you're readying the action, Skid?
I want to do it.
Yeah.
Can we just do it?
Yeah, just do it, sure.
Yeah. I cast it on Lork and on Ingerhild.
All right, so you touch Lork and Ingerhild.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gormley wants to use the wand to do Cat's Grace on Baron.
Cat's Grace.
Boom.
On Baron.
Wow.
And we'll sheath the wand.
Well, be aware that Cat's Grace is only going to...
It'll auto-calculate it.
Yeah,
with hero.
But it only gives him a plus one.
No, it gives me a plus two.
Your belt takes half of it.
I know. You're talking about the bonus. I'm talking about the dexterity bonus. I'm still getting plus two dex.
Yeah,
it doesn't stack, but it buffs him.
It's still buffs him.
Plus two, yep.
And then I'll sheath the wand.
I'm actually looking still for Ingra's brother, so I just want to look to see if there are any dwarven footprints.
Okay, so you want to roll a perception.
Or survival.
28 on perception.
To make that a survival, I'm sorry. Just use the same roll, but do a survival.
24.
24 survival. You see tracks going every which way, signs of a battle. And you can see on the other side of the standing stones what looks to be half-devoured corpses.
Oh,
cannibal witches.
Oh, man.
Lork and Ingrahild have protection from evil. Ingrahild, do you say anything about the corpses?
Do they look dwarven, or?
Can't see it from there. You just see tracks over the signs of a battle, half-devoured corpses.
I whisper to the group there are corpses, but I don't want to say it, like, loud to where I could be heard.
Ingrahild says, Amlo!
And she starts. And Lork tries to grab her.
Okay. Roll to CMD to try to grab her. Not like you're fighting her, but just to actually grab her.
15.
Okay.
With your plus two from your belt?
Yup.
does not beat her. Does not beat her.
Roll a five.
For CMD. So she begins running over there. Slips through her grasp and gets about to there. Do you run after her? Letting you do sort of static movements.
Yeah.
Just to kind of.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to move cautiously. So I'll move like 10 or 15 feet. Like not too. All the way to her. But I'm keeping an eye on these stones here, telling Ben Vereen to follow. Yeah.
Okay. And Galabras, you're kind of following behind.
I follow as well.
And yeah. I'm going to...
Sure, I'll follow.
Can I try an intimidate check? Can I say, they'll kill you if you cross any further?
Gromley will hang back. She stops. I want to see if it's my brother. I have to know.
We'll do it carefully. Slow down. We stick together.
Everybody roll a perception check.
20.
14.
23.
16.
23, Gorms?
23.
Who rolled above 26?
Nobody.
Nobody.
I'm sorry, I was mainly just wanted to hear what Gormley rolled. Because from behind Gormley...
So far away from us.
A giant comes out of the woods.
Oh, it's the marsh giant. A giant?
A giant. Who looks like this.
Oh, shit. Oh.
It was gross.
Oh,
it's like holding a stick looking. With a hook at the end of it, known as a gaff, and just goes to swing it down on Gormley.
Looks like Jabba the Hutt with a spear.
Roll. For initiative.
Oh. I bet you that thing has times four crit. My guess.
Oh,
and you have a pawn for it.
He has an actual pawn for it.
Yeah. Thanks to the Giant Slayer pawns.
Oh, that's right. The Giant Slayer pawn, John.
Gormley, no.
Who's that racist cook lady who got in trouble about saying
Paula Deen.
She looks like Paula Deen before she gets her makeup done.
It is a female. I will tell you that.
Oh, it is Paula Deen.
It is Paula Deen.
It is Paula Deen. Yes, the marsh giant is played by Paula Deen.
Glad she's getting work. It's a tough time for her.
Bad initial frame.
Fuck.
And Ingrid's like way far away from where she can help.
We're all scattered.
Well, my concern is, well, she can like double move to move 40 feet, but she's got dwarven moving speed, which is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm where I am, actually.
All right, who's got above 20?
23 for Gormley.
Damn, Gorms.
Good job.
Doing great.
Gorms. Okay. 23 for Gorms. And anybody else? Who's above 15?
19.
19 for Baron. Lorik, what'd you get?
17. I thought it was a good roll. I can never act before Baron.
Cal, what'd you get?
Call me Luke Skywalker, because may the four be with me.
That was
really good.
Okay.
If I do say so myself.
All right. It acts in a surprise round. It does one attack, power attack, vital strike.
Oof.
At Gorbs.
That doesn't
remind
good.
Me what vital strike does?
It does a lot of damage.
It does your full attack round in one roll. So if you roll, like I roll 4d6 when I have a great sword when I use it, but you don't have to use a full attack round to do it.
Okay.
You get double damage, basically. Yeah. You double the damage of your...
So you put it on one roll.
Yeah.
At your highest base attack bonus.
Yep.
24 to hit.
This surprisingly enough does hit.
Gormley gets hit. Four.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
28 points of damage.
Oh, holy shit.
This thing just comes in. Giant. Marsh giant. Round one. Gormley.
I mean, I gotta get out of there.
No kidding.
Fly, you fool.
I want to fly up, but I'm gonna provoke.
Yeah, and does it have reach?
Just do a full withdrawal.
I'll just do a full withdrawal.
But that's only one threatened square. Doesn't it do two?
It does have reach, so it would attack.
Well, hold on a second. Does it have reach so that it wouldn't be right next to her? Because if its reach is with its weapon, then it can attack her.
That's a good point. True. That's a great point.
I see what you mean.
So it would have had to attack her from a 10 feet away.
Yeah.
Its reach is 10 feet.
So should we back it off from her?
Back it off 5 feet.
Okay, you can get out of there.
So you can withdraw.
Yeah, I'll full withdraw.
Fly, you
back
fool.
Towards Galabras.
Okay, so Gormley runs back. Baron.
Bleeding.
Baron's going...
Badly. Very badly.
Mm-hmm. This thing's got a big triangular mouth just full of teeth. Long, pointy teeth.
This thing.
I'm going to let this be Dungeon Master's call.
Leaning towards no.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to assume that I have my barrels loaded with the flame arrow enhanced bullets because of the speech I made. But if you want to say that I would just have normal up to this point, that's fine too. I didn't say it out loud, so I'm giving you the...
What speech? I don't remember the speech.
I gave a speech to everyone about how we're fighting all these crazy magical creatures and we should use this potion of flame arrow to give each ourselves this added damage against these people.
Right, so it would make sense then that...
Yeah, I would have them in.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, so rapid...
Who says I'm not benevolent?
Everybody.
Rapid shot, deadly aim, point blank shot, up close and deadly.
Okay, and you are at the head of the pack there, so you don't take any...
18 against touch AC.
That is a hit.
That is 13 regular damage and 5 fire damage.
Okay.
Second attack. That is a 16 against touch AC.
That also hits.
Nice.
The purple die is fire. For the listeners.
For everyone, for everyone listening at home.
Nice!
That is 15 regular damage plus 6 fire damage for a total of 21.
Okay.
And I free action reload both my barrels with fire enhanced.
I'm sorry, would you say 15 regular and how much?
6 fire.
Okay. Lork. You see Gormley get slashed with the gaff and then Baron.
Yeah. All right, Lork is going to shift to the side and take a clear shot at this thing with his bow.
Okay.
22 to hit.
22 hits.
And he hits him for 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage, just...
Yep.
What happened to the old bow and arrow sounds that we all used to know and love?
Yeah, they are. It'd be hard to find sometimes.
They kind of sound like web slingers.
You can find it after Ben Vereen's attack.
Right, Ben Vereen. All right, I'll tell Ben Vereen to attack, and...
Brend Vereen.
Brend Vereen.
Brend Vereen.
I'm the ghost.
You're my only friend.
I hate giants. Ben, take him out.
So he'll go run up and bite. 18 to hit.
18 misses.
Okay.
So now Ben Vereen is directly up in front of the marsh giant.
Well, I guess it would get an attack of opportunity, actually.
It would.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it has multiple.
Thanks for that tidbit.
Yeah, good to know.
Okay, it will vital strike again.
Can a vital strike on an attack of opportunity?
Nope.
You can't.
Nope.
You can make a
regular attack.
Single attack that deals. Okay. You can't power attack either?
Nope.
Okay.
Wait, no, yeah, he has to power attack. Yeah.
Oh,
if he had it.
If you power attack, it's a whole round. Every attack is a power
attack. Okay. 30 to hit Ben Vereen.
All right, I'm going to enact my ability to increase his AC by +4. And the attack will still hit, obviously, but he takes half damage.
Okay. That's a cool ability.
Yeah.
Bolster companion.
20 points of damage, so it'll be 10
Ooh,
points of damage.
Wow. Raging Ben Vereen.
Yeah, he's about to rage, son.
It's his attack, and he's going to make two attacks at Ben Vereen.
So he's going to move, but he can't move back. And he can't.
Oh,
move.
I see, because Ben Vereen's right up in his stuff.
And he's
has
real
to
tiny.
Attack from 10 feet away.
So he's not going to be able to do it. That's why.
Now, here's the thing. It's not a reach weapon, but it doesn't matter because his reach is 10. He can't attack things up against.
I think it's different for natural weapons.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it
but
is.
It's not a natural weapon. It's that big hook.
Maybe
thing.
He can hit right in
hook?
Front of him oh. if it's not a reach weapon.
Yeah, I think that.
You know it's not a reach weapon?
I don't know.
If it's not a reach weapon, I think it's just his.
What's it called?
A gaff.
Ooh, that well, sounds... I just thought that you can make a good argument that Ben Vereen at his feet is really tough to hit with a huge weapon. How do you spell it? G-A-F-F?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't see it. I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, weapon. I think this whole reach thing, it has to do with what you threaten, but the reach in terms of what you can attack is based on the weapon, not the size of the creature. That's what I think.
Okay.
That's how I understand
the
it.
The creature's reach is its threatened area. The weapon's reach is its own thing.
I mean, this is a... I'm looking it up.
That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, either way, he's got to attack Ben Vereen. There's
right.
no one else there. He's not going to run past Ben Vereen. Well, he could run past Ben Vereen.
Is it a boarding gaff? That's the only gaff I see stats for.
Here, I'm going to make it easier. He's going to take a 5-foot step. Two attacks on Baron.
Baron?
Yep, he moved to attack Baron. First attack. 24.
That is hold on. Exactly my AC.
Holy shit. Oh, because it's a giant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus cat's grace.
22 points of damage.
Whoo!
Jesus.
Second attack. Hits. 26 hits.
Oh my god.
For 21 points of damage.
Oh my god.
Was that 40 something points of damage? And that was without Vital Strike, obviously.
So when you use Vital Strike, you can only make the single attack.
It's a single right. attack. It's a it's your highest base attack bonus, but it doubles the thing. So if you do 2d6 damage, you do 4d6 plus whatever the bonus
Ooh,
is.
Ooh, I need some sexual
it's brutal.
Healing.
And he's only holding this one-handed. If all
so
of a
you just would enact that when you're not doing a full attack, actually.
Right, correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Or if you just want to do a kill shot. Okay, so it is going to be Ingrahild's turn. And she is torn. She's like, I need to know, it's my brother. There's a giant. She pulls out her composite short bow and fires through the crowd. Natural 20.
That's probably the only possible roll that would hit.
Yeah, because she shot through two people.
And he's got a +4 because of Ben Vereen or whatever.
Natural 20, and it's a named character. Let me roll to confirm.
Confirm.
She won't.
No chance. It's minus 12 to her attack.
Minus 12, and she rolled a 13 on the die.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So.
But she does max damage.
She does max damage, yep. Which is 9 points of damage. So hits for
nice.
9 points of damage.
Nice.
Okay, and now it is Galabras' turn.
I'm
going to
channel.
Round one.
I'm going to channel.
Thank you.
You're my main man.
7.
Ben Vereen is furious.
Okay, so round two, Gorms.
Gormley is going to levitate 25 feet up in the air, and then she's going to cast Ill Omen on the giant.
Okay, so his next d20 roll, he rolls twice, takes the lower one.
Yep.
Baron.
Baron's going to move 20 feet away from him. So a total of 20 feet. So 15 feet backwards. And he is going to shoot at him with his fire ammo.
I'm looking at it right here. Creatures can attack anything within their reach. Mm. 5 feet away or 10 feet away. It depends on the weapon. If a weapon is a reach weapon, like your Lork spear in those early episodes,
right,
that can only attack something.
The gap,
that makes sense.
The gaff I just looked up is a reach weapon.
It's different.
But it's
different. It's different for a huge.
I mean, a gaff is a thing you use, that what I'm looking at is like what the pirates use to like hook onto the ship.
So you know what I think? I think he should be able to attack 10 and 15 feet away with that weapon.
Oh, because he's got a larger, but he can't attack the space right in front.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Right. It makes sense. A big weapon like that and a little Wolverine is at your feet. Like, how's he going to hit him with
it? Right. Just stab it down.
But if he is reaching 10 feet and the weapon has 10 feet reach, I think he could swing 10 or 15
feet. This says
feet
here, if you're enlarged and using a reach weapon, you threaten 10 to through 20 feet.
Wow. Jesus Christ. So I think that makes sense for him to do 10 through 15 feet.
So he
feet.
Can attack people 20 feet away with a full attack action.
Man.
Buddy. All right, Baron.
Really glad we looked this up.
Yeah, it was great, too, because he went from attacking Ben Vereen to Baron. That was the best. So thanks for that,
too. Look, we just want to make sure Ben Vereen is safe. He has such high damage output.
He is the true protagonist of this story. Cannot let him die.
All right, Baron's going to...
cannot die!
Baron's going to shoot at him.
Okay, Baron steps back, takes a shot.
16 against... or 18 against that.
That's minus 4.
14 against touch AC.
14 against touch AC. Still hits.
Yeah.
Fire.
That is 15 points of regular damage and 4 points of fire damage.
Oh, man. Baron is doing 19 damage on the reg now.
Every round. Yep.
Thought we weren't min-maxing. Okay. Lork, you're up.
Lork is... he's going to go right at this guy. So I'm going to charge and quick draw my falchion and do a charge attack.
Okay.
And a power attack.
Charge attack and power attack on this monster. You will provoke an attack of opportunity.
Yep.
And that is just a regular attack, right? Or
yes.
Yeah. Hits. 30 to hit.
Oh my god.
Hits Lork. Good thing it wasn't Vital Strike. Hits Lork for a measly 19 points of damage.
Oh my god.
He stabs at Lork.
No!
Running at you.
You're going down, giant.
He charges in. 25 to hit.
Oh, that's a hit.
There we go.
Fuck. Yes.
16 points of damage.
Good.
16's great. Why are you mad about 16?
Because it's minimum. That's minimum damage. Stinks so bad. I rolled 2 ones.
Maybe Ben Vereen can make
up for Ben. Ben now in a rage, doing a little extra damage if he hits. Claw, miss. Claw, miss. Bite, natural one. Fucking gotta be kidding me.
Ben Vereen just fumbled?
Confirmed
Ben Vereen's fumble.
All right. Ben Vereen confirms fumbles. Confirmed. Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, Ben Vereen also provoked an attack.
I rolled a 4, a 6, a 1, and a 4.
Did Ben Vereen take a 5-foot step, or did he?
No, he's already in melee range.
So yes or no?
No, he does not provoke. Okay. No.
Space.
Natural.
Final frontier.
You become entangled in your gear until you spend a standard action to free yourself.
So that's his nutsack then, right?
That's under a natural attack. Why would it have gear?
Yeah, that's really weird.
Maybe he like went to punch somebody or... like...
well, he just got flipped around.
He's on his back.
Yeah,
his
exactly. Flailing. For one round.
Ben. Hey, you know what? Some days Ben can make it happen. Other days, not so much. Okay, it is Gripwart's turn.
Oh, his name.
Because that's her name. Gripwart. Okay. She will obviously take a 5-foot step back. And she's gonna go ahead and full attack.
Wait, there was a roll in there you were supposed to roll twice on.
Yeah.
So that was Lork's, the attack on Lork, the attack of opportunity on Lork.
Attack of opportunity.
So the first one was a hit. Let's see if this one would have been a hit as well. You tell me 21.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Okay, right, so it would hit either way. So that was Illumin. Thank you for reminding me.
Sorry, I forgot. I was waiting for your turn. I didn't even think about attack of opportunity. Yeah.
She won a vital strike. She's going to vital strike one attack on Lork. Vital strike, power attack.
God, Jesus. Damn. There's just no point in getting close to these things. We got to just run away.
Yeah. I don't know your AC. 20?
That's my AC. Exactly.
4d6 plus 14.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, never mind. 11, 12,
13, 29 points of damage.
Jesus Christ! No, that's like he's...
Steps up.
Are you in a rage?
Oh, yeah. I'm in a rage.
29 points of damage.
So plus 10.
Let's look on the bright side. You didn't get decapitated.
the look of hate.
It's just... There's just... God. Can't get ahead.
You gotta learn how to fly. All right.
Do we want to get some battle music going for this? I feel like one of us is going to die.
I'm busy killing my character, Matthew. Just give me a second. Can I have a second?
Ingrahild shoots into melee through Lork.
Why isn't she using that sweet plus one battle action?
She misses. Die
approaching.
And her second shot misses. And now it is Galabras' turn.
All right. I'm going to come up behind Lork and cast Cure Moderate. Nice. Ooh, nice.
Galabras comes up.
Nine.
Jesus.
Okay. I'll take anything I can get.
Round three. Gormley. Gorms.
I got a lightning strike. Lightning bolt.
Sometimes you get a lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt.
17 and a reflex save.
17 and a reflex save. Decent reflexes for a big thing, but I rolled poorly. 11.
Fail.
Yeah.
Fail. What's the damage?
17.
17! Okay. Still standing, but for how long? Baron.
Baron's going to take
a
5-foot step so that he only takes the -4 melee penalty and so that he is able to rapidly shot this guy with his gun. And he says... You're the disease, and I'm the cure.
Nice.
22 against touch AC.
22 hits.
Ooh. That is 18 damage plus 4 fire damage, 22 total.
Oh, jeepers, how many of these fire cartridges you got?
13. We divided it up.
Yeah. Oh, man. So how many do you have left?
I have, after that one. I usually do it at the end of the battle, but I have 9 left.
He is reeling. Lork and Benverine have a chance.
Rapid shot.
Oh, rapid shot.
Oh.
Nice. That is an 11 against touch AC.
Miss.
The reason I said nice on a 3 is because that is not a misfire.
Two. Oh, right.
I know. I heard Skid go, and then you were like, nice.
If you're going to miss, hopefully not misfire.
Here's what's going to happen. Lork and Benverine, you have a chance to kill him.
Yeah, Lork's going to take the opportunity to kill him rather
otherwise,
than try to run
I'm
away.
I'm doing something crazy.
That's not going to... Yeah, that's not going to...
Giving you the option. Kill him, kill her, or you're going to hate the consequences.
This is crazy that Lork is going to, like, 5-foot step kill even her. Closer to this fucking thing.
Giving you the option, Lork. It's up to you and Benverine. Kill her, or the consequences are going to be hard.
Well, he's in a rage. So he has no choice. Like, they're both raging
they're
right
both
now.
Raging.
Yeah, they're both raging. Yeah, pet and owner are raging right now.
Those who rage together, die together.
Yeah, exactly. So, raging power attack with the falchion. 20 to hit.
Miss.
What? Are you shitting me?
21 AC.
Benverine hits with a claw. This is like, I'm so infuriated, I can't even roll dice.
His hands are shaking.
My hands are shaking.
I was thinking, I was either going to do the cure or give you a bit of luck. I should have given you the bit of luck.
3 points of damage from Benverine on one claw. Next claw, miss, bite, natural one. Oh, wait a minute, he can't do any damage. He's spending this turn freeing his entanglement from last time.
So he does no damage?
No damage.
Okay. If you had hit him, you would have killed him.
Yeah, if I have 2d4 plus 17. That's my damage roll.
Did I not say something?
Fucking 20!
Did I not say something horrible was going to happen? I gave you the option. We've got to up the stakes here.
Fuck you.
Grip wart, two hands. It's Gaff. Takes a 5-foot step back.
Well, no, it can't. It can't.
It's in...
This right here.
Okay, well, he's still 5 feet from Lurk, which means he can't attack Lurk, or he can. It's a reach weapon.
He's attacking Ben Vereen.
Oh, okay.
Power attack, vital strike, two-handed weapon.
Oh, no.
Fuck your Wolverine.
Oh, my God.
Troy decided.
15.
To hit?
Yeah.
I think it's a... Sorry. I think it's a hit.
Oh, I love this music.
Because they're raging?
It is a hit, but... Yeah, because he's raging, but I will spend the point for plus four, so it's a miss.
So it's a miss. Would have been 46 plus 21 damage.
Oh, yeah. He'd have been dead.
That would have been it.
But thank that little ranger trick.
Yeah.
All right. Ingrahild begins moving up. And tries to take another shot with the crossbow. Natural 20.
Yes. There she goes. All right.
Natural 20 to confirm. 18 to confirm. She confirms on the...
Oh! All right. So ranged.
Ranged.
Piercing.
A piercing. Normal damage and 1d8 bleed.
Oh, nice.
He takes 7 points of damage.
And then the bleed on his turn.
On the bleed on his turn. Yep. It doesn't matter because the arrow pierced straight through his heart.
Oh, and right.
I keep saying him. It was she. Her. She died.
All right.
Yes. Two natural 20s.
Oh, my God.
Boom.
Nice shot. Nice shot.
46 plus 21 with a two-handed... attack, vital strike, power attack.
I almost want to yell at Ingra for not getting up in there, but I guess she did finally fall him, but meh.
All right.
Do we still need to be on guard here? I mean, I didn't see any witches, so can you hit me with that wand or something, like, real quick?
Yeah.
In case something's on the horizon.
Gromy's going to descend a little bit.
4 healing. 3 more healing. 9 healing.
I could also use healing at some point.
So could I.
Well, then we should channel
it. Yeah, I'm a channel. 8.
I'm still down half. I don't know if we're going to rest or...
Well, what are we going to do? Well, yeah, I just want to get this in quick in case something else jumped out at us. But yeah, we can't rest, so we need to check out the...
Can I check out the body? Yeah.
All right, so if we're out of combat, Gromley's going to land.
What's on the body?
A gaff.
That's it?
Actually, no, Gormley's going to stay up in the air for now just to keep a watch, keep an eye out until the levitate is used up.
So the gaff is all we find?
Yeah, you find a gaff and 48 gold pieces.
Is that gaff something a normal-sized person could use?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I turn to Gormley and I say, is this magical?
From up above, can I detect magic on it?
You can detect magic, yeah, and it's not magical.
Fuck. Okay. Can I appraise it?
It's just a normal worthless calf.
Okay, then I leave it in the swamp. Or the marsh.
All right. Could have been rough. Ended up being okay.
Oh, man.
That feat you took for Ben Vereen, or was it the feat you took for yourself to give Ben Vereen
the ranger
plus
trick,
four?
Bolster Companion.
Twice this has saved Ben Vereen's life.
Yeah.
4d6 plus 21 damage.
Yeah. He only...
That would have killed me.
That would have killed everybody. Here, I just rolled it for the hell of it. Rolled 2 5s, a 6, and a 4.
Oh, my God. 20.
You do the math.
41.
41 points a day.
Yeah, Gormley would have been dead.
Yeah, me too.
Dead.
Yep.
So just to let you know, this is what you're facing now. This is deep within 5th level swamp.
Oof.
Okay, so you are, as far as you know, out of combat.
But what would this thing be doing alone at these stones? Like, where did it come from? Can I, well, whatever. Do we want to do bodies first? I'd like to do a survival check
Ingrahild
to see where
says,
it came from.
This, I remember him. I think he was with the witches.
She?
She, I think she was with the witches. She must have been the only surviving member. I must go look at the bodies. And right, she runs over to the bodies.
Before she... Oh, well, no, I channel again.
Okay. She didn't take any damage, so she just runs over there.
10.
Great.
And she goes over there. She goes, I can't tell. It doesn't... I think he's okay. I don't see his body. It's a mangled mess.
What are the bodies?
It's a mangled mess. You can't tell how many people are there or not, but you do... You roll a perception.
25.
24.
26. No better than Baron. And Gormley with the 26, you would also see that, like, it does not look like there's a body of a dwarf in there. It looks like the mangled bodies of hags and humans.
Oh, wow. Huh.
And she said that she had mercenaries with her for this trip, so we'd assume that's... But they're, like, regurgitated, half-gurgitated. Disgusting.
Was the giant eating them?
You would think this is like he was eating them, heard you guys coming.
She
damn it. Gripboard is now a male. No.
Just like the horse, gender changes on the fly.
Heard you guys coming. Also, sorry, giant beam of light.
Yeah.
Was like hid back in the trees.
Can I do
rolled a crazy stealth? Gormley missed it by 3 because you rolled a 23.
Yeah.
Rolled a 26 stealth, gets a bonus of stealth for in swamps, came out and just attacked. Hoping that you would be her next meal.
Can I do a knowledge? What's the knowledge check?
On that would be
on the giant
a humanoid. So knowledge local, I believe.
I just want to know if I know anything about this breed of giant. If they travel in packs or pairs or
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, go ahead and roll a knowledge local.
I'll do it as well.
It's DC 18.
Fail.
Got it. 21.
18. Got it.
Okay.
Exactly.
They're like cannibalistic thugs that oftentimes cannibalize their own members of their tribe.
Wow.
Like they're just evil, chaotic evil.
So do they roll solo and stuff?
Things. They often roll solo because they have so much trouble staying together as tribes.
Without eating each other.
Infighting, yeah.
It's
just an interesting little tidbit. I love reading these flavor things. Some marsh giants mingle with abominations from the deepest seas, creatures they believe are sent by their god. This has further contributed to their racial degradation. But the immediate offspring of these unholy unions are powerful. Deformed with tentacles, scales, and other aquatic traits, these marsh giants are known as brine-born.
Oh.
They're advanced marsh giants with the aquatic subtype.
Wow.
It's like a Cthulhu.
So what we just fought, only advanced.
Right, with tentacles.
I let Ingrid know that, I don't. As gruesome as this is, I don't see any dwarven bones in here. So I think he could still be alive.
I can only hope. Looks like the men we hired were not as lucky. Umlo, if you're out there, if you can hear us, please stay alive. She speaks to the heavens.
And I say to her.
Answer her.
I say to her.
I'm right here.
It's me, Umlo. I tell her.
Roll a bluff check.
You got to calm down, though. You got to get your wits about it. You can't run off like that again, or else you put all of my party in danger, and I can't allow that.
Sorry, I was torn by emotion. I was in fear for my brother's life. I just had to know.
We've got to stick together.
I rolled 2 crits.
You only confirmed one.
Are we going to go to the stone? Or do we need to check around the back to make sure there's nothing else here?
I think we should check around.
Yeah,
and then go to the stone.
Let's clear the area.
Yeah. So Lork will go over to this path that's on the other side of the stones into the underbrush.
Let us secure.
Let's cut through and try to clear the perimeter.
All right, so you kind of walk. Walking through.
Gormley's hovering 25 feet up in the air. Can I do a perception to see, like, to kind of just take a survey?
So you're 20 feet up, just kind of looking. You're looking down on the Stonehenge here. We'll call it
before my levitation rolls. It runs out.
Yeah. You can roll perception.
Nice. Oh.
16.
So you see the same thing just from a high up view. There's 8 stones. 3 of them are broken, and there's one central pillar which is much larger. That's 12 feet up. you're about 8 feet above that. And then the stones themselves are 8 feet, so you're 12 feet above them.
Can I pick up the gaff the giant is using? And
didn't you throw it into the sea?
I guess.
Yeah, no, you can pick it up.
Okay, can I pick it up and just, as I walk the other side around, hit 10 feet in front of me with it? Like, sure. For traps or something?
Where are you, like, walking near the stones? Walking
so Lork went around this corner. I'm going to go around the other side of the circle. And I just want to, like, use it kind of like a blind person seeing sort, but like trying to activate.
On the ground or in front of you?
On the ground, like just to try to activate traps or anything.
Okay, you walk around and you get all the way to the same pathway that Lork is taking towards the hut.
I drop it.
And yeah, nothing goes off. So Lork, you're running through, or no, you're walking.
I close my eyes and run.
You're
down
in
the
full
path.
Charge. Minus 4 AC. No. Okay, so you go through. It's very thick, but there is a worn path there.
I do a survival check on tracks on the path.
Okay.
30.
Oh, dope.
If there are any tracks there, they were made a long, long, long time ago. You see nothing. But as you...
I keep walking.
You keep walking. It's very, very thick, but you can move through it, and you see a bubbling hot spring.
Ah, okay.
Gormley's going to descend and
Can I touch the water? Is it warm?
Sure, yeah. It's
warm to the touch?
It's naturally warm. Do you walk into it? Do you step into it? Do you just put your hand in?
I just put my hand in for now.
And I look okay, it's warm. It's refreshing. You wish you had time for a bath.
Yeah.
You wish you had time to bathe Ingrahild. Because she still stinks.
Should we...
she took a bath and then put her shit clothing back on.
All right, Lork will come back, tell him that there's a hot spring down there, and...
splash party!
should
Marco, should we be resting before we go into the stone? Or?
Where is the light shining? What direction is the light shining now?
Everywhere Galabras goes, the light shines right to this circle of standing stones.
So we're going to need...
And if you wash the light over the central stone, it's supposed to reveal some sort of entrance.
Yeah.
So I we might want to rest.
Yeah,
here.
I think we should rest. Yeah, we should rest first.
I think we should.
Should we rest by the hot spring, or is there not enough room there? Or should we rest by these creepy?
I think we should rest in where it's more open.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to use the rest of my channels, whatever it takes. 8.
I'm still benefiting from this, by the way. Still coming back. I was down to 3.
After that first 6.
After the first hit, you were down to 3 hit points.
Yeah, and then I raged, and I got some extra, but...
And 4.
Perfect.
Anyone need more healing?
No, I'm good. Lurk's back.
I'm back.
Okay.
Whew. Whew. Yeah. Damn, dude.
Couple of close calls.
Yeah. So can we rest here? And obviously keep a watch, a rotating watch.
Sure. Are you resting near the hot springs or are you resting near the druidic circle?
I would like to rest near the druidic circle so we can keep our eyes peeled.
Yeah.
So within the stones or just near the stones?
Near.
I would say within the stones just because it, you know, anything that might come out of the underbrush, we would have cover from at least for a few seconds.
They might be.
Okay. Just show me on the map where you're all sleeping. If you're using the stones as, like, leanabouts or anything.
Oh, boy, I don't like this.
Well, what do you want to do?
That's fine. I'll just go. I mean,
we can vote for it.
I would have just slept outside, but it doesn't matter. That's fine.
I consider this to be a safe place for us, at least magically speaking, like the magic of the stones and everything. I think it'll protect us.
We'll see. Are you guys...
Examining
any of the
guys.
Stones? Are you examining the central men here? Are you?
I want to wash the light over. Galabras, wash the light over and look at it. And see.
I look for any runes.
We've been looking for this for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know,
or anything strange in the stone. I look for.
No, it is. Blank,
natural,
blank, monolithic stone. So sorry, I heard a bunch of different things. Are people touching it, or are they touching the stones, or are they just bathing it in light?
I'm touching the outer stones.
Touching the outer stones.
I haven't touched the inner
stones. Okay, roll a perception on the outer stones.
Outer stones. 19.
19. The three that are broken look to have fallen and crumbled. But the other ones are pretty, seem pretty sturdy.
And there's no writing on them?
No writing on them, yep.
Does it look like just just age broke them. It doesn't, there's no like claw marks or anything that would suggest they were destroyed by something.
Yeah, no, it looks like they toppled over.
Okay.
So that was just the outer ones. Did somebody else roll? No. Okay. Is anyone examining the middle stone?
I'll take a look at the middle stone.
Yeah, and I'm washing the
light. I want to see what happens when the light washes.
Okay, what's happening for us? Are you examining it?
Yeah, I'll take a look at what it is so we can. 15 perception.
One of the other stones crashes down on top of you guys.
What?
What?
That's why I wanted to make sure if it was being washed over first or if you were going to examine it.
Well, he was just looking at it.
I didn't move.
He didn't touch it.
But you're perceiving it.
He just wanted that to happen.
Yeah. I just wanted to know. Well, I mean, you guys are sleeping within the stones, so I figured someone's going to brush up against it. I did roll a natural one on the trap roll. So it is a miss, but it crashes down.
We dodge out of the way.
Yeah, you guys dodge out of the way, and it crumbles. So that's what you...
Guess we're not sleeping within the stones.
We go back to sleep.
We all lean back against the center stone and go to sleep.
What is your roll of perception?
15.
Yeah. I mean, it's a trap. And so that was 5 less than the DC. So,
yeah.
That's why I'm just...
But what triggered the trap? Touching the stone?
Looking at it.
Looking at it.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Looking at it far away.
It had a mind of its own, and it knew that
if one of you went in there and said, and just kind of leaned forward and peeked at it, but you guys are all within 2 feet of this thing looking at it. I had to...
Had to assume Ben Vereen touched it.
I have to assume at least Ben Vereen touched it. But it did not hurt anybody.
Yeah.
And then...
And then you're going to wash the light over it?
I wash the light over it.
You wash light over it, and all of a sudden, the thick vegetation covering the monolith quickly withers away, revealing a faintly glowing olive-hued stone.
Wow.
It's just... And that's what you see.
But you don't see a doorway? You just see a stone?
You just see a stone.
Can I do a...
So yeah, I said before that it was... The first time I mentioned it, I said it was covered in vegetation. Then you asked me, is there anything on it? No, there's nothing on it. It was covered in vegetation. The minute he washed the light over it, all the vegetation receded. And now it's just this beautiful olive-hued stone.
Okay. Did we rest?
No. Not yet.
I think we should maybe rest before we should rest.
So we'll go outside of the stones.
Yeah.
And rest.
Check for traps.
In shifts. We'll sleep in shifts.
Mm-hmm. Sleep in shifts. Okay. And Ingrihild volunteers as well. Okay, and you 8 hours later, you guys wake up. There's some decent light here, even though you're surrounded by trees because of the opening near where the hot spring is. And the portal is still open, as far as you can tell.
Can I do a stone cunning type of perception on the stone to see if it's a mechanism or if we just like touch it or what happens?
Okay.
19.
You've never seen anything like this. It's faintly glowing stone.
I'm going to step right into it.
Okay.
I'm right behind.
Galabras goes up to it, rubs his body against it. Galabras disappears.
Whoa.
With the lantern?
With the lantern.
Shit. I touch it real quick.
You disappear.
Gormley. Right behind.
Baron.
Gormley. Disappears. Baron. Disappears.
Ingrid?
Where's Ben Vereen?
He came with me.
Okay.
I actually picked him up.
Oh, we forgot Howie. God damn it. You relax, Ben Howie.
I should have played this beforehand, but before you guys started walking into it, Ingrid said, if this is some sort of active portal, I will stand guard
here.
So no one else can come in after you.
All right,
and
be
if
safe.
My brother returns here to where the attack happened, I will be here for him, and I will be here to lead you back to your keelboat.
All right,
this happened minutes ago, and then all of a sudden, the minute Galabras touches it, you feel like a strange tugging, as you're bombarded with mental images of a lush, vine-choked realm. And all of a sudden, your nostrils are just full of this overwhelming floral fragrance. And every single one of you experienced the same thing when you touched. Boom, boom, boom. And then all of a sudden, you are standing in front of the same men here in a different dimension. Find out more next week.
Already.
Oh, man.
Already.
Is it a Bath and Body Works?
I love that smell. I love walking in there and smelling it.
It's an herbal essence.